after the police ceased to be your full-time gig, you developed this great second act scoring films, starting with Francis Coppola's Rumblefish. How did that happen?
Well, a call came out of the blue from Mr. Francis Ford Coppola. I decided to take the call. He invited me over to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where they're rehearsing this movie called Rumblefish. And a whole career opened up for me right there. In fact, not just for me, but for many others. The cast of that film was Matt Dillon, Diane Lane, Mickey Rourke, Dennis Hopper, Lawrence Fishburne, and I don't think I've even got them all. Almost every kid in that movie, and they're all like kids at the time, almost everyone has won an Oscar since then.
Was it a big shift for you to go from being this, you know, drummer in arenas to the sort of more yeoman work of scoring films?
Going from the police recording experience where we beat each other up, it's not a kindly environment, to the loving embrace of Francis Coppola, and to just be the only musician in the room. You know, Francis is telling me very specifically what he needs emotionally from the music, but then he leaves the studio, and I'm there with all those toys and nobody to say no. Nobody to say that's too loud, too fast, too much.
Man, I love fights, man. This reminds me of the old days when we used to have Rumble. Heroin ruined the gangs, man. Chunk, you know?
And just to be able to follow every whim, every artistic tendril of inspiration, follow it through and make my own decision about whether it works or not, that was just the most beautiful, unimaginable, creative bliss. You know, it was like nirvana after the hell of a police recording. Now, I don't want for a minute anyone to get the impression that I'm ungrateful to the police.
Well, and in your case, you devote the last few chapters of the book to your reunion tour not long ago. How did it feel to go back to that in such a, you know, full-time for a while way after 20 years?
Well, everything was different, but nothing had changed. From the first minutes of the first rehearsal, we were straight back in it.
But why? There's this repertoire.
Because we drive each other crazy. We are not a warm, cuddly band like U2. Those guys grew up, you hang out with U2, and you realize that they just all get along so well. And in the police, we do as well, until we get into the rehearsal room. I mean, we go straight from 0 to 60 in one comment. He raises that eyebrow of his, and I just want to grab something. But one thing that is very enticing about it is the kinetic ritual of a police show. Those songs, which, good or bad or ugly, have been all over the airwaves for 30 years now, and they're infused into people's lives. So when we play those songs and the three of us playing them has such an emotional power, such a kinetic ritual, that it's really hard to deny. It's something very special and that you just can't do with your new band. The only way that can be achieved, that feeling of that, you know, getting 80,000 people to rise up, that's pretty important stuff. Pretty, you know, pretty sexy.
There's a little black spot on the sun today. It's the same old thing as yesterday. There's a black hat caught in a high tree top. There's a flagpole rack and the wind pulls strong. Stood here before inside the pouring rain, with the world turning circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain, but it's my destiny to be the king.